Well, it's a great privilege for me to be here with you.
我在这里是一大荣幸。
And we're going to talk about some basic things about Christianity.
我们要讲一些有关基督教的一些最基本的道理。
But I want you to know that even though they're basic, they're extremely important.
但我要你知道，虽然这些是最基本、最简单，但是却非常重要。
And even though I've looked at these things many times,
虽然我多次查考这些道理。
They're always a help to me to review them.
但是我每次复习都得到很大的益处。
You know, I have found something in my many years of being a Christian.
你知道我做基督徒这么多年，我发觉一些事。
I do not oftentimes learn something new.
往往我不是学一些新鲜的，从来没有学过的东西。
But oftentimes I am reminded of what I have forgotten.
我总是被提醒到我忘掉的已经学过的东西。
That's why the Bible says we ought to be reminded.
所以圣经告诉我们，我们总是要被提醒，提醒，再被提醒。
Over and over about what's really important.
一次一次被提醒那些真正重要的事。
I was preaching at a conference a few years ago.
几年前我在一个大会里头讲道。
And I learned something. The Lord showed me something.
主教我一些新的东西。
I was there with some other preachers who were very, very good preachers.
我跟一些很好的传道人在一块儿。
And I really didn't learn anything new from them.
当然我没有从他们那儿学到一些新鲜的，没有听过的。
But during the conference, the pastor asked for 6 new believers to give their testimony.
但在那个大会当中呢，牧师要求6位信徒讲他们的见证，信徒的经历。
And as they were speaking,
当他们在讲的时候，
I remembered things that I had forgotten.
我就记起了我已经忘掉的一些东西。
I saw their fire.
我看到他们的热情。
And their excitement.
他们的兴奋火热。
And anything new they might learn.
他们只要学到新的东西，他们就好兴奋。
So the Lord taught me more through them than through the great preachers.
所以主借着这六个新信主的教导我的要多过其他的传道人。
So we always have the need to remember.
所以我们总是需要不断的记得记得纪念。
Now I'm going to begin by talking about the Bible.
我要开始呢讲的是圣经的问题。
I know that you know that this is the word of God.
我知道你也知道这是神的话。
But how quickly we forget.
但是我们真容易忘掉。
With our mouth we say yes, it's the word.
我们嘴巴说是，这神的道。
But with our life do we prove that it's the word?
但是在我们的生活中，我们是否证明这是神的道呢？
Or better, do we prove that we believe that it's the word?
或者这么说好了，我们真的相信这是神的道呢？
If this is the inspired message of God to us,
如果这是神所默示的话语赐给我们的道，
and if you really believed it,
如果你真相信的话，
would you really only study it once a week?
你会仅仅一个礼拜读一次吗？
For a few minutes,
读几分钟而已。
Or would you have it open before you always?
你如果真相信的话，你会总是把它敞开在你面前。
And study it as though your life depended upon it.
你会不断的学习，就像你的生命时时刻刻与它息息相关。
You see how you need to be reminded?
你看你多么需要被提醒啊。
Already you're sitting there going, oh my.
你已经坐在那说，哎呦，我忘掉了。
I say it's the word of God.
虽然我说这是神的话，
but it sits neglected.
但是我把它放在那儿，总是忽略它。
I would rather watch a preacher on YouTube.
我宁可在网上看传道，听讲道。
But a preacher on YouTube cannot replace this Bible.
在网上的讲道不能代替这本圣经。
All right, now the first thing I want to look at is what is the Bible?
首先我们要看看圣经是什么呢？
What does the word Bible mean?
圣经是什么意思呢？
Well, it comes from a Greek word.
这是从一个希腊字来的。
Biblia.
就是 Biblia.
And you know what that word actually means?
你知道那个字什么意思呢？原文。
Books.
就是书的意思。
You see, this is a book.
你看这是一本书。
But in another way, it's a collection of books.
从一个角度，这是一个图书馆的书。
66 books.
66卷书放在一块。
That were written over a period of many, many years.
是经过一段很长的时间写作成的。
By many different authors.
借着许多的作者。
Who lived in different places.
他们活生活在不同的地点。
And had different professions.
有不同的职业。
One was a prophet.
一个是先知。
One was a king.
有一个做王的。
One was a priest.
还有一个祭司。
But they're all saying the same thing.
但他们异口同声说一样的话。
And what are they saying?
他们说什么话呢？
Are they teaching us a different way to live?
他们是不是教导我们一个不同的生活方式？
Well, yes.
是没错。
But that's not the primary purpose.
这不是的主要目的。
Because even if the Bible taught us a new way to live,
尽管圣经教导我们一个新的生活方式。
We wouldn't be able to live it.
我们仍然没有能力活出来。
It's not a book about morals.
这也不是有关道德规范的书。
Even though we find morality here.
尽管里头有一些道德准则规范。
It's not a book of science.
也不是有关科学的书。
But where it does intersect with science, it proves to be true.
但只要这是有关科学问题的，相关的总是是对的。
Well, then what is it?
那么圣经是怎么样一本书呢？
It's a book of redemption.
这是一本有关救赎的书。
A book that speaks about God's salvation for sinful man.
这本书是有关神对罪人的拯救的方法，救恩的书。
This whole book points us to Jesus Christ.
这整本书都指向耶稣基督。
And the salvation of God that's found in him.
和在基督里的救恩。
I used to study this Bible.
我从前啊，研究这本书。
Because I wanted to know exactly how to live.
因为我要知道怎么生活。
But as I've gotten older.
但是当我慢慢成熟老练了。
That's not the primary reason why I study this Bible.
这不再是我研究圣经的主要目的。
I study this Bible to see Jesus.
我研读圣经现在是为了认识，要看见耶稣。
Because when I see him as he is.
因为当我真正认识真正的他的时候。
Then I really want to be like him.
我就愿意像他一样。
So this is a story of redemption.
这是一个有关救赎的故事。
Now I want to go on and talk a little bit about something very important.
好，我现在要继续讲到一些重要的事。
It's called the inspiration of the Bible.
称之为圣经的默示。
With regard to the Bible, you really have to come to a conclusion.
关乎圣经，你必须要下一个结论。
That will determine everything else.
这个结论跟其他任何的事情都息息相关。
Do you believe that this Bible is the Word of God?
就是你真的相信这本圣经是神的话吗？
Now I want to show you a trick of the devil.
我要告诉你魔鬼撒旦的一个诡计。
Actually, I had a professor do this once.
有一次啊，我一个神学教授啊，一个教授做。就出过这个点子。
And what he did was very wrong.
他所做的非常错误。
But I was a young boy from the country.
我那时候是一个从农村来的年轻孩子。
And I didn't understand what he was saying.
我不太明白那个教授做的事。
It sounded good.
听起来好像挺好的。
But it was a lie.
其实他说的是谎言。
He held up the Bible.
他把圣经举起来。
And he said, we need to study this book.
他说我们需要好好研读这本圣经。
Boy, that sounds right.
这听起来挺好的。
He said, we need to study this book.
他说我们要好好地研究这本书。
Because in this book is found the word of God.
因为他说在这本书里头我们可以找到神的话。
Now that sounds good.
听起来好像挺好。
But think about what he's saying.
但仔细听听他说的话。
He's not saying that this book is the word of God.
他没有说这本书就是神的话。
He's saying that as you read it,
他乃是说，当你读这本书的时候
，the Spirit will speak to you.
圣灵会向你说话。
And through that, you will get pieces of God's revelation.
哦，借着圣灵向你说话，你会得到神的启示的点点滴滴，就凑在一块儿。
I believe this is the word of God.
我相信这就是神的话。
And I also believe that every part of this,
而且我相信圣经的每一部分
is true,
都是真理。
Now, if I don't believe that,
若我不信的话，
then what happens?
那么会有什么后果呢？
I can go into the Bible.
我可以看圣经。
And if I find something that I don't like,
如果发现一些我不喜欢的
I can say I don't think that's God.
我就会说、嗯、我想这不是出于神的吧。
So then I become king over the scriptures.
那我就成为这本圣经的审判官了。
And I determine what's from God and what's not.
我来决定什么是出于神，什么不出于神。
That's very dangerous.
那就很危险。
But we do that even when we say we believe this is God's word.
尽管我们说我们相信这是神的话，但是我们仍然在审判圣经，往往。
God will say something in here that's very difficult.
神的话里头有些东西是非常难以接受的。
And we'll think to ourselves.
我们就自己自言自语，自己想吧。
That's not what it's saying.
这不是神的意思吧
？It's saying something else.
可能是别的意思吧。
Let me give you an example.
让我给你个例子。
We all love to hear it when God says God is love.
我们喜欢听啊，当圣经说神是爱。
Oh, that's the Bible.
哦，对，圣经说神是爱。
But then you go.God also pours out His wrath on the wicked.
当圣经说神把他的愤怒倾倒在恶人身上的时候
，No, I don't agree with that.
不，我不同意这个观点。
See, we can't do that.
我们不能这样。
Or the Bible says a husband ought to lay down his life for his wife.
你看圣经又说了，丈夫应该为妻子舍命。
The husband says, "I don't think that's part of the Bible."
丈夫说，我想这不是圣经吧。
Or the Bible says a wife should submit to her husband.
啊，尤其圣经说，做妻子的要顺服丈夫。
And all the women say, I don't think that's what it means.
所有的女人说，这个不是这个意思吧。
I think that when it says wives should submit to their husbands.
我想当圣经说妻子要顺服丈夫的时候
I think what it's really saying
我想他的意思真正的意思是
is the wife should be lord over her husband
做妻子的要做丈夫的头
You see, so we must believe that this is all the word of God
你看我们必须相信圣经所有的都是神的话
Now, we have a question
你看我们有个问题啊
You know, how did it get in book form?
这怎么变成一本书呢
Did it just drop out of heaven?
是从天上砰砰掉下来。
Well, no, I've already said that it was written over many, many years.
不，我已经说了，这是经过一段很长的时间慢慢写成。
By many different authors.
借着不同的作者写成。
So if men were the ones that were writing it,
是如果人是这本书的作者而已。
Then how can we be sure that it's really God's word?
那我们怎么敢肯定这就是神的话呢？
Because the Bible says that God was carrying them.
因为圣经告诉我们说。是神在托住他们写出的书。
He was speaking through them.
神借着这些人写出神的话，说出神的话。
He was guiding the entire process.
神在整个写作的过程当中都在引导带领。
Not just the original writings.
不仅仅是起初的作品。
But the preservation.
而且保留这些话语都有神的引导带领。
Sometimes people will say to me, "Well, I don't think God could do that."
有时候人对我说，我不相信神能那么做。
I say, "Well, okay, let's just look at it this way."
我说，我们这样看。
He created the entire universe.
他创造天地万物。
By speaking a word.
就他说有就有。
You're telling me he can't communicate his word through men?
难道你说他不能够借着人向我们说话吗？
If he's God,
如果他是神
he can do anything.
他无所不能
And someone says, well, that's impossible.
有人说这不可能
Impossible for men.
对人来说不可能
But what is impossible for men is possible for God.
对人不可能在神没有难成的事
Now, one of the most important passages in the Bible is 1 Timothy 3:16, and let's go there.
圣经里头一段最重要的经文是哥林多前书第后书第三章 3:16 后书三章十六节
I'm sorry, 2 Timothy 3:16
后书三章十六节听不太客气听不太后书
We just got back from a Chinese restaurant and I think I ate too much
我们刚刚从一个中国餐馆回来我想我吃太多了
So it's taking me a little bit to wake up here
所以我需要一点时间醒过来
Now look in verse 16
我们看十六节啊
Let's look at what it says
听不太
It says, all scripture is inspired by God and profitable for teaching, for reproof, for correction, for training, in righteousness, so that the man of God may be adequate, equipped for every good work.
16到17节，圣经都是神所默示的，于教训、督责、使人归正、教导人学义，都是有益的，叫属神人得以完全，预备行各样的善事。
Now look at the word. There's a word there, inspired.
好，注意这个字啊，这个默示这个字。
And the word in the Greek is this.
在希腊文原文的意思是
theonoustos，
就这个字。
Theonoustos means something very specific.
这个字是一个专业的用词，非常的特殊的。
It means God breathed.
意思就是神所呼出来的。
That God breathed out the scripture.
神把他的话语吹出来。
That the scripture is the product of the Spirit of God.
这圣经是圣灵所呼出来的产品。
It is the word of truth.
这是真理之道，真道。
Because it comes from the Spirit of truth.
因为是从那真理的灵而来的。
From the God of all truth.
是从这位真理的神而来的。
You know,Sometimes older people,
你知道有时候年纪大的人啊，
like to think that they're very wise.
会认为我老就聪明了。
And hopefully, an older person is wise.
盼望如此啊，越老越聪明了。
But just being old does not make you wise.
但是不见得越老越聪明。
There are a lot of young fools.
有很多年轻的笨蛋，没错。
But there are a lot of old fools.
也有很多老笨蛋。
From where does wisdom come?
智慧从何而来？
It comes from the scriptures.
是从神的道。
Now there's a lot of young people here today.
今天这里有很多年轻人啊。
I don't think I see anybody over 20 years old.
我可能没有超过20岁的人在这里。
There's a lot of young people.
这有很多年轻人啊。
You can grow to be wise people.
你可以越年纪越大越智慧，没问题。
Only to the degree that you study God's word.
但是只有当你好好学习神的道的时候，你才能够更智慧。
I want us to go to another passage.
我们要看另外一段经文。
Second Peter chapter 1.
彼得后书第一章。彼得后书第一章。
Verse 21.
21节。
It says, For no prophecy was ever made by an act of human will, but men moved by the Holy Spirit spoke from God.
因为预言从来没有出于人意的，乃是人被圣灵感动说出神的话来。
Now I want to read a note here that I've written down.
我要读一段我写下来的笔记啊。
The Bible was inspired by God.
圣经是神所默示启示的。
God breathed.
是神所呼出来的话。
But it was communicated in written form through men.
但是是借着人的作者写下来写给我们的。
But here in 1 Peter chapter 1,
这里在 2 Peter, 彼得后书第一章。
It says that these men were carried or guided by the Holy Spirit.
说这些人，这些作者是被圣灵感动说出神的话。
Now from this we can see two very important truths.
从这里我们看到两个非常重要的真理。
Men put the Bible in written form.
是人把圣经写下来的。
And therefore the personality and style of the writer can be seen.
因此呢，我们可以看到每一个作者不同的个性，不同的表现。他的风格，独特风格。
When we read Paul's letters,
当我们读保罗书信的时候，
they talk about many different things.
他讲了很多事情啊。
And they have different themes.
他有不同的主题。
But they have great similarities.
但是保罗作品都有相似之处。
When we look at the way Peter writes,
当我们看到彼得写作品，
we can see that 1 Peter looks like 2 Peter.
能看到彼得前书、彼得后书也很相似。
This is very, very clear in the writings of John.
你看约翰的作品也是，他的独特性你也看出来。
You read the Gospel of John.
你再看看约翰福音。
The emphasis on darkness and light.
你看他的重点是在黑，光明和黑暗的分别，对不对？
The way he writes about love.
他写爱，约翰写了爱。
You go to his epistles.
你再看看约翰的书信。
And you see. something common.
你也看到相似的，普遍的。
Something in agreement.
都相似之处。
The style is the same.
他的写作的作风、那笔法。
Even in the Book of Revelation.
甚至在启示录里面，约翰写的启示录。
You can kind of see that it was written by John.
你也可以看出来是约翰的手笔。
So that's one thing.
好，这是一点啊。
Now another thing is this.
另外一点。
Even though it was written by men,
虽然是人所写作的
and their personalities come out,
他们的个性风格也都表现出来了。
These men were guided by the Holy Spirit.
然而这些人都是被圣灵所引导写出来。
And therefore what they wrote,
因此他们所写下东西
was the infallible word of God.
都是那无误的神的道。
Now,Here's something I want you to see.
好，这里我要你看一些事。
I want us to go to Matthew chapter 4.
我们要看看马太福音第四章。
And we're going to learn about the view of Jesus Christ with regard to the scriptures.
我要看看主耶稣对圣经的看法、观点是什么。
That's Matthew chapter 4.
马太第四章。
Verse 4.
第四节。
Here is the temptation of Jesus in the desert.
这是主耶稣在旷野里头受试探。
And the Bible says,
圣经说,
But he, that is Jesus, answered and said,
好，这里讲到第四节，耶稣却回答说,
It is written, man shall not live on bread alone, but on every word that proceeds out of the mouth of God.
经上记着说，人活着不是单靠食物，乃是靠神口里所出的一切话。
Now there is no doubt,
毫无疑问的
whatsoever,
没有任何疑问
that he is referring to the Old Testament scriptures.
主耶稣这里讲的是旧约圣经，对不对？
And what does he say about them?
他怎么说的？
They proceeded out of the mouth of God.
圣经是从神口里所说出来的。
Now, I guess if you wanted to learn to play basketball,
我猜想你如果要学怎么打篮球啊，
You would want to go to someone who was an expert in basketball.
你一定要找一个篮球专家。
Well, Jesus was the expert in everything.
主耶稣是万物的专家。
God in the flesh.
他是神道成肉身。
So whenever I have a question,
所以只要我有任何问题
the first one I want to go to is Jesus.
我第一个要找就是找耶稣了。
Jesus, what's your opinion about the Old Testament scriptures?
主耶稣啊，你对旧约圣经有什么观点、什么看法呢？
Every word, he says, proceeded out of the mouth of God.
他说，旧约圣经每一个字都从神的口所出的话。
He talks about the law and the prophets.
他讲到先知和律法。
And that is a way that the Jews summed up all the Old Testament writings.
这是犹太人总结整本旧约圣经，就是。先知和律法。
He said over and over again, "It's God's word."
一次又一次的重复，这是神的话。
It's God's word.
出于神的口。
You say, "Well, what about the New Testament?"
那么新约圣经呢
？He didn't say that about the New Testament.
他没有说新约也是出于神的口啊。
Yeah, but in John 14.
但是在约翰福音第十四章。
And in John 16.
约翰福音十六章。
He tells his apostles.
他告诉他的使徒说。
His 12.
他的十二个使徒。
That I am going to send to you the Holy Spirit.
我要把圣灵差来。
And he's going to bring to mind everything that I taught you.
他会提醒你我一切所教导你。
He's going to guide you into all truth.
他会引导你进入一切真理。
And what you're going to write.
所以当你写下来的时候。
Is the inspired word of God.
就是我所默示的神的道，神的话。
Just like the Old Testament prophets.
正如旧约的先知所说的话一样。
Just like Moses.
正如摩西的话。
And that's why Peter can say of Paul's writings.
所以彼得论到保罗的作品，彼得可以说。
He calls them scripture.
他说这是圣经。
Because they are.
因为的确是圣经。
So we have the infallible word of God.
所以我们有那绝对无误的神的道。
Now, the fact that the Bible is the inspired word of God.
好，圣经是神的话这件事。
Has great importance for our life.
对我们的生命有绝对的重要性。
Unless we're crazy.
除非我们疯了。
Now.
好。
That may sound unusual to you.
你听起来好像很特别啊。
But do you want to take the crazy test?
你要不要
you want to take a test to see whether or not you're crazy?
你要不要考一个试啊？看 测验一下你疯了没有。
And what I mean by that you're irrational.
我的意思说你是不是合乎理性。
That you're not logical.
你还是不合乎逻辑。
Okay.
好。
Do you believe the Bible is the inspired word of God?
好，你相不相信圣经是神所默示的，神的话？
Is the Bible central? Now, don't answer this one.
这个先不要回答哈，先不要回答哈。
Is the Bible central in your life?
那圣经是不是在你生命中是有核心的地位
？Have you dedicated your life to knowing the Bible?
你是不是一辈子都愿意认识圣经，明白圣经
？If not,
若不是的话
，Then I want you to think about something.
我要你好好想一想。
Do you believe the Bible is the written word of God?
好，一方面你相信圣经是神所写下来，神的道，神所默示的。
Absolutely necessary for life.
绝对对你的生命进前是必须的。
Contains all the wisdom you need.
这里有你一切所需要的智慧。
But you're not going to read it.
但是你不好好读它。
That's crazy.
你疯了。
That's not rational.
这就不合乎逻辑了，没有不合乎理性了。
So how many of you here today?
啊，你们中间有多少人
？Just discovered that you're crazy.
刚刚发现你是疯子。
That you're not logical.
你不合乎逻辑，你不可理喻。
Now I'm just playing with you.
我不过是在跟你开玩笑啊。
But I want you to see.
但我让你看见。
I mean, I say these things to myself sometimes.
有时候我对自己也这样说。
Knowing that this is the word of God,
既然知道这是神的道
，How can I neglect it?
我怎么能够忽略它呢
？I mean, even the best men lie.
那最好的人、最善良的人都会撒谎。
And even the smartest men are wrong.
最聪明的人也可能错。
But the scriptures,
那圣经
，They tell me the truth.
告诉我的都是真的。
Now I want us to go to the book of Numbers for just a second.
我们看看民数记啊，稍微看一下。
And we're going to talk about the trustworthiness of the scriptures.
我们看看神的话语的可靠性。
And let's go to chapter 23.
我们看二三章。
Verse 19.
十九节。
God is not a man that he should lie, nor a son of man that he should repent. Has he said it, and will he not do it? Or has he spoken, and he will not make it good?
神非人必不至说谎，也非人子必不至后悔。他说话岂不照着行呢？他发言岂不要成就呢
？Now, I've known a lot of good men in my life.
你知道我这一辈子知道我认识很多的好人。
But I can't say this about any of them.
但是我不能用这些话应用在他们身上。
All men are capable of error.
每个人都可能犯错误。
All men are capable of lying.
所有的人都可能撒谎。
All men are capable of exaggeration.
所有的人都可能夸大。
If there's one thing you will learn living here in America,
如果你活在美国可以学到一件事的话
it's how to exaggerate.
你就学会怎么样夸张。
We are famous for exaggerating everything.
我们美国人最喜欢夸大，什么事都吹牛。
The only place you're going to find the truth,
你唯一可以找到真理的地方
is in God's word,
就是在神的道中。
Now, I want to look at something very important. Let me read it to you here.
我要看一些很重要的事，我读给你听啊。
When we talk about God's word being trustworthy,
当我们讲到神的话是可靠的
，in order to be trustworthy,
你要成为一个可靠的
，it must also be eternal.
可靠东西也必须是永恒的
It must also be never changing.
也不能改变的
I've put here.
好，我这里说。
The eternal nature of God's word is directly related to its trustworthiness.
神的话语的永恒性和他话语的可靠性是息息相关的。
If the word of God is not eternal,
如果神的道不是永恒的话
if it's changeable,
如果它是可以改变的，变来变去的
then its promises and commands are subject to change.
那么它的应许和它的吩咐也都可能变来变去
and it's not trustworthy.
那就不可靠了
So it needs, if it's truth,
所以如果这是真理
it needs to be universally true
这个是真理的话那是放诸四海皆准
in every situation
任何情况之下
and it needs to be eternally true
也需要是永恒不变的真理
let me give you an example
让我给你一个例子
World War II
第二次世界大战
We sent a lot of soldiers to Europe.
我们美国派了很多军队到欧洲去。
In the war against Germany.
我们跟德国打仗。
And in Asia, in the war against Japan.
我们跟日本打仗到亚洲去。
And you know what they gave the soldiers?
你知道他们给这些美国大兵什么东西吗？
Cigarettes.
香烟。
Because they're good for you, they thought.
他们认为香烟呢，对美国人有好处，对大兵有好处。
They keep you awake.
可以使你清醒。
They help you stay alert.
帮助你不睡觉。
Do the scientists believe that cigarettes are good for you? Do they believe that today?
科学家今天相不相信香烟对你有好处
？Do the doctors say you're not very healthy?
医生是不是说你不太健康
？You need to smoke more.
你多抽点烟就好。
They don't do that, do they?
今天我们不那么做，对不对
？They say this will kill you.
他们说烟会把你给杀掉。
So look, in just a matter of 60 years,
你看不过六十年的时间
，there's change.
就改变了。
You know what's good for you today?
今天对你来说有好处的东西
will be bad for you tomorrow.
明天可能就有坏处。
This is especially true.
这特别是
when they talk about eggs.
讲到鸡蛋的时候，更是真实。
I'm 51 years old.
我现在51岁了。
I have heard the government scientists change so many times with regard to eggs.
我听到这个政府的科学家，官方科学家变来变去，就是有关对蛋的看法。
One year they say you need to eat a lot of eggs.
一年当中，他们说哦，有些时候他们说你要吃很多蛋才有好处。
Because they have protein.
因为有这个蛋白质啊。
And so you eat eggs.
吃蛋吧。
Then the next year.
明年呢？
They tell you.
他又告诉你。
Eggs will kill you.
吃蛋会杀掉你。
Stop eating eggs.
不要再吃蛋了。
You see, truth has to be universal.
你知道这个。真理必须是普世性的
，and it has to be eternal，
而且必须是永恒性
，or it's not really true，
要不然就不是真理了。
Now I want us to go for a moment to the book of Psalms，
好，我们看一看诗篇啊
，and let's go to chapter 119，
119，诗篇119篇
，verse 89，
89节。
Forever, O Lord, your word is settled in heaven.
耶和华，你的话安定在天，直到永远。
Now, isn't it interesting that the longest book in the Bible?
你看没有，整本圣经里头最长的一篇
is about the Bible.
是有关圣经。
This Psalms 119.
诗篇119篇。
And look how many verses it has.
你看有多少节。
I mean, it just goes on and on.
哇，没完没了。
176 verses.
哇，176节啊，怎么？
There are entire books of the Bible that aren't that big. There are books of the Bible that are not this big.
我就是有整卷书都没诗篇119篇那么长的。
For example, the book of Jude.
例如犹大书。
It doesn't have 176 verses.
绝对没有176节。
But here's one chapter.
这里只有一章而已。
You need to read this chapter.
你需要好好读这篇。
I mean, if it's this long, it must be important.
如果那么长的话，一定很重要。
Now, it says that the word of God is settled in heaven.
这里说神的话安定在天。
The phrase is settled.
他的话在天上定下来。
Can be translated this way.
可以这么翻啊。
It is firmly fixed.
它是坚定稳固的。
And it stands secure.
它坚定不摇动的。
And when it says you have founded them forever,
当这圣经说你把它永远的坚定，永不改变。
There's one translation that says this.
有一段经文那么翻了，有一段翻译本这么翻。
You have ordained your word to last.
你已经定下你的话，好叫它能够持久延续不断。
Now,
好
，So here we have it.
我们看到了。
This is a word that doesn't change.
这是呢永不改变的
话。Now, I want you to think about something.
我要你好好想想。
Cultures change.
人的文化会改变。
People change.
人也会改变。
The world changes.
世界也在改变。
And oftentimes not for good.
往往是越变越坏。
But The word of God does not change.
但神的道永不改变。
There are things accepted today in our culture, ways of living.
现在有一些生活方式我们现在都普遍接纳。
The Bible says they're not good.
圣经说这些方式是不好的。
And people say, well, times have changed.
人会说时代不同了。
Yeah, but God hasn't.
但是神永不改变。
And his word has not changed.
他的话也永不改变。
Now let's go to the book of Isaiah.
我们看看以赛亚书。
And let's go to chapter 40.
四十章。
Verses 6-8. A voice calls out, then he answered, What shall I call out? All flesh is grass, and all its loveliness is like the flower of the field.
有人说你喊叫吧。有一个人说我喊叫什么呢？说凡有血气的竟都如草，它的美容都像野地的花。
When you think about strength,
当你想到力量
you think of trees,
你想到大树
really big trees.
哇，很大的树。
You don't walk out in your yard and say, man, that grass is strong.
你不会到你的院子里说哇，这个草很强壮啊。
Or how would you like your wife to walk up to you?
你喜不喜欢你的太太到你面前
and say, husband,
她说亲爱的老公啊
man, you're as strong as grass.
哦，你跟草一样强壮啊。
wouldn't make you very happy, would it?
你不会很快乐吧？
All man is nothing but grass.
所有的人类不过像草一样。
Do you know the Bible? Do you know what man is?
你知道圣经讲的人像什么样？
A vapor.
就像雾气。
He's like dew on the morning grass.
就像清晨的露在草上的露一样。
You know what Isaiah says about man?
你知道以赛亚怎么说人类的？
Well, actually, God says it through Isaiah.
哦，神借着以赛亚说到人。
Literally,
他说的实实在在。
Man is nothing more than a nose, one nose full of air.
人呢，不过是一鼻孔的气而已。
That's true.
不过如此。
Because you don't know if the next time you breathe in, air is going to come.
你不知道下一次你呼进去的气什么时候再呼出来。
You may die before you breathe out.
你还没呼出来，你可能就死了。
So that's what the Bible says.
圣经就那么说的，一口气。
Now verse 7.
第七节。
The grass withers, the flower fades. When the breath of the Lord blows upon it, surely the people are grass.
草必枯干，花必凋谢，因为耶和华的气吹在其上，百姓全然是草啊。
Now the grass, it's talking about grass and flower.
这里讲到草与花啊。
Now I believe that two things are being taught here.
我相信这里教导我们两件事。
The grass seems to deal with the strength of a man.
这里的草似乎讲的是人的力量。
He's not very strong.
他不很强壮。
Flower
花朵呢
？Seems to deal with the glory or beauty of a man.
似乎讲的是人的荣耀、人的美貌。
And it doesn't last.
它也不会延续。
Brother Larry and I are evidence of that.
我们两个就是证据啊。
You know, I remember one time.
我记得有一次。
You know, let me teach you something, young people, okay?
年轻人，我教导你一件事啊 ，okay?
You age gradually.
你慢慢的衰老。
But you don't notice it.
但你不会注意到。
I mean, you're 20.
你现在二十啊。
And you don't think you're old.
你不觉得你很老。
You're 30, and you don't think you're old.
你也觉得你没事。
Around 40,
大概四十岁的样子。
One day you go by a mirror.
你有一天你经过一个镜子。
And you go, who is that?
那家伙是谁？
Who is that person looking at me?
看我的那个人是谁呀？
Who is that ugly old man?
那个又老又丑的老头谁呀？
The hair on the top of my head is leaving.
我头上的头发渐渐光掉了。
And now it's coming out my ears.
现在头发从我耳朵出来了。
Who is that ugly old man?
那个又丑又老的老头谁呀？
I remember when that happened to me.
我记得那一天发生在我身上。
I was in a hotel room.
我在一个旅馆的房
间。Getting ready to preach.
我正在准备要讲道。
And you know they have those big mirrors in hotels.
你知道在那个旅馆里有很大的镜子啊。
And I was fixing my tie.
我正在准备我的领带。
And I walked by the mirror.
我从那儿经过。
And I jumped.
我跳起来。
I thought, who is that in this room with me?
这是谁呀、啊？在房间里跟我一块儿。
Who is that creepy, ugly old man?
那个又老又丑的老头。
And then I gathered up my strength.
然后我就鼓起勇气。
I looked in the mirror again.
我再看一眼。
And every time I moved, he moved.
我动，他也动。
It was me.
就是我。
Man's strength, it just goes.
人的力量会慢慢离开。
Man's beauty,
人的容貌
it's just gone.
也会美丽，也会消失。
Now women can put on makeup and cover it up a lot better than we can.
女人可以放化妆品，然后可以掩盖一下，比男人更好，更容易掩盖。
But it's going with them too.
但是你盖不住的，也会跑掉。
All right, now let's go on.
我们继续。
It says in verse 8,
第八节说,
the grass withers, the flower fades, but the word of our God stands forever.
草必枯干，花必凋谢，唯有我们神的话必永远立定。
You know, like I said, I'm 51 years old.
正如我说，我五十一岁了。
I will soon be 70.
我很快就要七十了。
And then 80.
然后八十, if you can.
Yeah, if the Lord lets me.
如果神让我的话。
But...If all I had was this world,
如果我所拥有的一切都是世界的话
I would be sad.
我就会很悲哀
Even now,
甚至现在
I'm just going to get weaker.
我会越来越软弱
From this point, I'm going to lose my glory.
从今天开始我会失去我的荣耀渐渐失去
That doesn't bother me.
那对我来说没问题没关系
At all.
我一点都不在乎
Why?
为什么
The word of God stands forever.
因为神的道永远长存。
The promise of eternal life stands forever.
神应许的永生永远立定。
A new heaven and a new earth stands forever.
新天新地永不改变。
The promise that my body is going to be resurrected from the dead.
那我要从死里复活的应许。
And that I will stand in glory.
我会在荣耀中站立。
Not only will I stand in light,
我不仅仅站在光中,
but I will be full of light.
我会满了荣耀的荣光。
If you only have this world,
你如果只有这个世界的话,
very sad.
很可怜呢。
But if you have Christ,
但如果你有基督,
you have that world which is to come.
你还有那将要来的世界。
Well, how do I know God's not going to change his mind?
我怎么知道神不会改变心意呢？
His word stands forever.
因为他的话立定在天
He's never changed.
他永不改变，他不会转变心意后悔的。
Now, another truth,
另外一个真理
that's directly related to the trustworthiness of Scripture,
和神的话语的可靠性息息相关的
is its infallibility.
就是神的话的永无误性，无误性。
It is without error.
是没有任何错误。
Let's look back in the book of Psalms again, chapter 12.
我们再看看诗篇第十二篇，再回到诗篇十二篇
，verse 6. 第六节。
The
words of the Lord are pure words, as silver tried in a furnace on the earth, refined 7 times.
耶和华的言语是纯净的言语，如同银子在泥炉中炼过7次。
Now this is a beautiful picture.
哦，这是一个美好的图画。
And I think it's not hard to understand.
我想不难理解。
There are different qualities of silver.
银子也有不同品质的银子。
Now how are those qualities determined?
哦，这些银子的品质是怎么决定的呢？
They're determined by purity.
是借着它的纯净性。
Silver that is pure.
纯净的银子。
Is of more value.
的价值就更高了。
So let's say that the rock is mined out of the earth.
好，我们说把地上的那些矿物质啊，从地上挖出来。
And here we have this mineral.
好，现在我们有这些矿物质。
How are we going to make it pure?
我们怎么样能够炼净它，使它纯净呢
？We build a really strong fire.
我们要用很强的烈火
，so hot that it melts this rock，
如此之炽热，会把这些矿物质给融化掉。
And the silver goes to the bottom.
然后银子呢就会沉淀在底下。
And all the impurities,
那些脏的杂质呢
they come to the top.
杂质就浮出来到表面了。
And you scrape them off.
你就把它给怎么样弄掉。
And then you let it cool.
然后你又让它冷却。
And you have silver that's more pure.
你就有更纯净一些的银子。
But there may still be some impurities.
但其中呢还有一些杂质。
So after it cools,
所以等它冷却之后
you heat it back up again.
你又把它热起来。
And a little bit more of the impurities come out.
那其中呢更多的杂质就会浮起来。
And you scrape them off.
你再把它给弄掉。
And then when it cools,
当它冷却了
it's purer silver.
它就成了更纯净的
Now here it says that the word of God is like silver purified seven times.
这里说神的道就像银子在泥炉中炼过七次。
Now the word seven is very important in the scriptures.
这圣经里头七这个字啊很重要。
It's the idea of completeness.
这是一个完全的数字。
Silver that has been purified over and over and over.
这个银子一次又一次又一次的被炼净。
Until it's totally and completely pure.
直到它完全的圣洁了，毫无瑕疵了。
Now let's go to the book of Proverbs.
好，我们去看看箴言。
And we're going to go to chapter 30,
第三十章
verse 5 and 6.
五到六节。
Every word of God is tested. He is a shield to those who take refuge in him. Do not add to his words or he will reprove you and you will be proved a liar.
神的言语句句都是炼净的投靠他的他便做他们的盾牌他的言语你不可加添恐怕他责备你你就显为说谎言的
Every word of God is tested.
神的言语句句都是炼净的
That idea of every,
哇，这个句句，这个意思。
That idea of all,
就是完全都是
is very important,
非常重要哈。
Here we have every word,
现在神的言语句句都是。
And in 2 Timothy, what does he say?
提摩太后书怎么说
？All scripture,
圣经都是神所默示。
Jesus in Matthew 4,
耶稣在马太福音第四章第四节。
Every word.
乃是神口里所说出的一切话。
Now why is God making that kind of emphasis?
为什么神要如此强调呢
？Well, it's because it's true.
因为这是真的嘛。
But I think there's another reason.
我想还有一个原因。
He knows us.
他知道人类。
And he knows the devil.
他也知道撒旦。
You know the first lie that the devil ever told recorded in the Bible?
你知道？圣经里头记载撒旦所说的第一个谎言
wasn't really so much a lie as it was a question
哎，它不是一个那么大的谎言而是一个问题而已
Has God said
神岂是真说
Did God really say that
神真的那么说吗
I think the devil would be okay with you if you said that the Bible is mostly true
我想哈，如果你说圣经大部分都是真的，那么撒旦对你不会有什么反感。
And that's dangerous.
那很危险。
Isn't it amazing that whenever we read God is love，
这不叫人惊讶吗？我们读到神是爱的时候
，We don't really hear has God really said that？
我们不会听到撒旦说。神岂是真说神是爱吗？没有。
But when the Bible says God is just，
但是当圣经说神是公义的
，People say, "Oh, I don't really. I mean, God really didn't say that, did he?"
老百姓就会说，哎，神没有真是那么说吧？他岂是真说
？When the Bible says that God made a heaven，
当圣经说神创造天地
，We never really hear. Did God really say that？
我们不会听到人家说，神真岂是真说神创造天地。
But when we read God made hell，
但是当我们听到神创造了地狱
，Did God really say that？
神岂是真说有地狱
？When we hear about the blessings that God wants to give us，
当我们听到神要给我们的祝福的时候
，We say Amen。
我们说阿门。
When we hear about the demands of obedience and following Christ，
当我们听到要跟随基督需要。顺服的时候 有什么需要什么要求的时候
We think to ourselves, did God really say that?
我们就思想了神岂是真说吗
So every word
句句都是
The Bible does not merely contain the word of God
圣经不仅仅是包含了神的话
It is the word of God
圣经就是神的话
And here it says that the word of God is tested
这里说神的话是被炼净的
Comes from a Hebrew word that means refined
这个炼净这个词啊，是希伯来文的一个词意思就是不断的熬炼
It's the same word used in Psalms 12:6
这也是在诗篇第十二篇第六节所用的词。
Now I want us to go to the book of Psalms again.
我们再看看诗篇。
Now this time we're going to go to chapter 19.
这回我们看十九篇。
Verse 7 through 9.
到第九节。
And we're going to find six different, extremely important characteristics about the Word of God.
我们会看有关神的话语的六个非常重要的特质。
First, in verse 7,
首先第七节
it says, the law of the Lord is perfect.
所以说耶和华的律法全备。
Now, this comes from a Hebrew word, perfect.
这是从一个希伯来文词啊，全备。
It denotes that something is complete.
全备的意思就是完全的。
That it is whole, that it is sufficient.
就是完全充足的，足够的。
You know, the Bible says that God reveals himself through nature.
你知道，圣经告诉我们说，神借着大自然向人显明自己。
But it's not a complete revelation.
但大自然不是一个完美的、完整的启示。
You need more than what nature says in order to be saved.
你要得救的话，你不仅仅需要大自然启示，更需要其他的、更多的启示。
But the scriptures are a complete revelation.
但是圣经是神全备的、充足的启示。
They are perfect.
是完全、
Now,
全备。
What else?
好，还有什么呢？
The testimony of the Lord.Is sure.
耶和华的法度确定。
It comes from a Hebrew word which means to trust.
确定的意思是希伯来文啊，就是信任的意思。
It means that the testimony of the Lord is totally and completely trustworthy.
意思就是耶和华的法度是完全可靠的，是完全确定的。
Now look in verse 8.
再看第八节啊。
It says the precepts of the Lord are right.
耶和华的训词是正直的。
That comes from a Hebrew word.
这从一个希伯来文来的。
That means smooth.
正直的意思就是平滑。
Straight.
正直，完全直线。
Upright.
是正直的。
I've written here something.
我这里写了。
The Lord's precepts.
神的训词。
They lead men in the straight paths of righteousness.
他引导人行在那公义的正路、直路上。
Now the Hebrew word here，
这里希伯来文的字啊。
The precepts of the Lord are right，
耶和华的训词是正直。
Is yesha，
这个字就是
yes sir。The word yesha，
yes sir。
The same word is used in Proverbs 3:6。
这个字呢，在箴言第三章第六节用同一个词。
And that verse says this。
那节怎么说呢？
In all your ways, acknowledge Him.
在你所行的路上都要认定他。
And He will make your path straight.
他就必指引你的道路，使你的道路正直。
A lot of people think I'm just going to ask God to make my path straight, and He'll make it straight.
很多人以为啊，我求神让我的道路正直，他就会使我的道路直起来。
But there's another part of this.
但是还有另外一部分。
We ask God to make our path straight.
我们求神让我们的道路平顺正直。
And then we read His word.
然后我们读他的话。
Which directs us into straight paths.
他的话就引导我们进入那正直的道路上。
Now I want us to look again at verse 8.
我们再看看第八节啊。
The commandment of the Lord is pure.
神的命令清洁。
The word denotes purity and innocence.
这个清洁这个词指的是无辜完全清洁。
The word of God is pure.
神的话语是清洁的。
Because it comes from a God who is perfectly holy and righteous.
因为是来自于那位完全公义圣洁的神的口。
You know the teachings of Jesus.
你知道耶稣的话语。
He says, out of the sinner's heart,
他说从一个罪人的心中
comes all sorts of perversity.
放出许多的污秽的弯曲的东西。
The heart is evil.
这个心是邪恶的。
Evil comes out of it.
那么邪恶就从这个邪恶的心里头出
来。God is pure.
那神是清洁的。
So the word that comes forth from him is pure.
从他而来的话也是清洁的。
Now, in verse 9,
再看第九节。
It says this, the fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. Verse 9. The word, okay, so the actual idea here is the fear of the Lord, which is speaking of the word of God.
这里讲到是敬畏耶和华，这英文啊，但是这里讲的也是神的道，神的道理。
Says it is clean,
说是洁净的。
Now, I want us just to look at this.
我们注意看这一点啊。
It denotes cleanliness.
这里讲的是干净。
It denotes purity.
是毫无瑕疵。
It is like that silver that has been refined.
就像那个被炼净的银子
There's nothing shadowy or dark in it.
里头没有任何的影子，任何的黑暗，是完全的。
If you talk to a man who is sincere,
如果你跟一个真诚的人说话
，and he's an expert in his field,
他在他的学习的范围领域当中，他是一个专家。
There can be error in what he is saying.
他说的话，其中的话仍然可能有错误。
It could just be his opinion.
可能是他个人的意见。
But in the Word of God, we have pure words.
那神的话语是洁净的。
We have clean words.
是完全清洁的。
Lastly, in verse 9,
最后第九节
it says, the judgments of the Lord are true and they are righteous.
耶和华的典章真实，全然公义。
Now I want to read something for you that I have here.
我要读一些话，我自己写下来。
The judgments of the Lord refer to His commandments.
神的典章指的是神的命令，神的话语。
His decisions with regard to you.
他对你所做的决定。
Now listen to me, young Christian.
年轻基督徒，注意听我话。
I had a new believer come to me one time.
有一次呢，一个初信的基督徒来找我。
He sat down in my office.
他坐在我的办公室里头。
He looked like he was really tired.
他看起来好像很疲倦。
And I said, "What's wrong?"
我说咋回事
？He said, "Oh, brother Paul, there's just so many decisions to make in the Christian life."
他说保罗弟兄啊，在基督徒生命中要做很多的决定哎。
And I said, "No, there's not."
我说不，没那么多。
He said, "Yes, there is."
是的，有很多决定。
I said, "No, there's not."
我说不，没啥决定要做。
He said, "Yes."
他说是很多很多要做。
I said, "No."
我说不。
He said, "What do you mean?"
我说你啥意思？
I said, "You don't have to make a lot of decisions."
我说你没有必要做很多决定。
God's already made all those decisions for you.
神已经为你做了这些决定了。
You only have to make one decision.
你只需要做一个决定。
Are you going to obey?
就是你愿不愿意顺服。
Do you see that?
看到没有？
Now here, the phrase can be translated the rules of the Lord.
这里可以这么翻译啊，就是耶和华的规矩规则。
The judgments given by the Lord.
就神已经做的决定。
Now the word true here,
这里讲的真实这个字啊
is translated from a word that means firmness.
在原文的意思是坚固的意思
faithfulness
就是信实的意思，从这个字翻译出来。
And the word righteous here,
全然公义，公义这个字啊
refers to something that is just and right.
指的是正直，公义，
It is straight and not crooked.
不是弯曲的，乃是直的。
Now let's come to a close.
好，我们做个结论啊。
Do you see how important the Word of God is in your life?
你看到神的话语在你生命中是何等的重要吗
？You know, this morning I was sad.
那今天早上我有一点忧郁
，a little depressed.
我有一点悲哀。
I was thinking, Lord, you know, I don't know if I know what I need to do with my life.
我在想，主啊，我不知道怎么样子对待我的生命啊，怎么
？Really, I'm 51 years old.
真的，我51岁了。
But there's new things coming up.
但有一些新的事物发生。
Lord, I need to make a right decision here and a right one there.
主啊，我需要这里做一个对决定，那里需要做对决定。
And then I had to remind myself.
然后我就需要提醒自己。
No, He's made the decisions.
不，他已经为我做了决定。
Renew your mind in His Word.
我要在他话语中不断地更新我的心意。
Rest in Him.
我要安息在他里面。
He will lead you.
他会引导我。
Rest in Him.
在他里面安息。
Now, I can only have that kind of confidence.
我唯有有这样的安息，这样的把握。
Because His Word is true.
因为他的话是真实的。
Don't live your life running all around without any direction.
不要像无头苍蝇一样在你生命中东奔西跑。
Acknowledge the Lord，
认定他。
Study His Word，
研读他的话。
He will direct your path，
他必指引你的道路。
All right, let's pray. Father, thank you for your Word，
父，我们为你的话感恩。
And Lord, I am sure that we didn't learn much new today.
我相信我们今天没学什么新的东西。
But we did learn, we did remember a lot of things we had forgotten.
但是我们记得了许多我们常常忘记的。
Strengthen us, Lord, that we might cling to your word.
主加我们力量，好叫我们抓住你的话。
And be conformed to your image.
我们更加的效法你的形象。
In Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名。
Amen.
Amen.